Okay, this is Shevu. The conclusion, I'm going to wrap this up. There's a tremendous body of teaching in the scripture about this issue, and one of which is the laying on of hands for ordination to ordain people to certain tasks. And also, and I referenced it before, I believe, but if not, here you go. Numbers chapter 8, which talks about taking the Levites and separating different people for ministry. Okay, that the firstborn that opened the matrix belonged to the Lord. Firstborn of man, firstborn of beasts, okay? And then it says, so they went in and paid a temple tax, a redemption tax, and they chose the Levites to fulfill the duties of the firstborn, which was the service in the temple. And basically, these are the duties of the priesthood, which we know that Jesus has fulfilled the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. And that priesthood in the natural has passed away, but there is a symbology in the spiritual and what is transpiring in heaven, because Hebrews teaches us that this is the heavenly pattern. And the heavenly pattern is that there are certain people that God sets aside. Some have Nazarite vows, some have, you know, they're separated unto the Lord for certain purposes. The two witnesses, the 144,000, the 12 disciples, the 12 Old Testament brothers under Jacob, Isaac, and that form the 24, I believe, elders on the thrones in heaven. The great assembly spoken about in Hebrews 13, just as there's rank and file among the angelic hosts. And Jesus even reiterates this and confirms it when he says to the centurion who understood the order, he said, my people don't, but you understand when I say go, go, and when I say stay, stay. And therefore, it's a military order, because the Lord Almighty is the Lord Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies of heaven. And he's on a white charger in Revelation 19. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And all creation is subject to him. And therefore, he chooses people, and they make vows, and they are separated. And Leviticus 8:11 it says, and I have given, verse 19, the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of the Lord, the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that they be no longer plagues among the children of Israel. Somebody's falling down in the body of Christ here, because there are plagues. And they're called to, these are intercessors. These are the holy priesthood. These are a royal nation, okay? And they were to instruct the nations on the ways of God. On the ways of God. On the ways of God. The people of the way. And you think Jesus has a lower standard, you're wrong. The Holy Spirit will enable you, change your heart, and write his covenant promises. And okay, you can make some choices. You can make some real bad choices. But if you've made vows and you make covenant with God in the process of this, and that bad choice hinders the purposes of what the Lord planned for you as his servant, not your purposes, not your agenda, not your lord of your flesh that you're still following after, because you haven't been taught true discipleship, which means God is out to kill you. He's out to crucify you. He's out to kill your old man, not resurrect him. Then God will deal severely with you. He dealt severely with King Saul. He loved the praises of the people. You know, he took the priesthood in his own hands. He usurped the authority of Samuel, and thereby God. Samuel was God ordained mouthpiece, and was had the right and the authority to offer up sacrifices to God. Okay, in a rebellious and degenerate culture and an apostate church in the last days, and you can read Isaiah chapter 1, is so corrupt that they have to corrupt themselves in order to exist. And then they justify it. Okay? And Saul had the kingdom torn from him. And Hebrews says, these examples are in the Old Testament to warn us. They are spiritual parables and allegories. And you better be warned. You continue into this path justifying yourself, and you're going to be dead without recourse and without a place of repentance left for you because you've trampled the blood of Jesus Christ. God help us all. You know, Jesus said, the fear of God be in you who can toss your soul in hell. Forget anything else. God bless you. Let us feast at the right banquet table. You know, Shevu, your house. It's actually the name of a catering company that I worked for. I worked for a couple. One was called Loaves and Fishes. You know, they're different kinds of cuisine. California cuisine, you know, cordon bleu, French cuisine, Italian cuisine. And there are different categories of them. And this particular one, Shevu, was absolutely gourmet food that was catered in the home of the very wealthy in the Bay Area Peninsula. And so whose banqueting table are you eating at? You still on milk and pablum and baby food? You loaves and fishes, just kind of plain fare? Okay, this nourishes me, you know. I can do loaves and fishes. Or do you want the deep, rich wines and the aged meats that are prepared that you might be enriched spiritually at the banqueting table of the Lord? Shevu, your house. God bless you.